Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1456, air date June 10th, 2024.
All right, everyone. Hello, this is Dr. Shiva Idure. Today, we're going to have a conversation about garlic and its effects on respiratory health. So I hope you will enjoy this and it'll be educational for all of you. But that's where we're going to start with. We're going to talk about garlic and its effect on respiratory health. Many of you know that everything we do takes a systems approach to health, politics, medicine, all of it. And the systems approach is a part of my long journey across many, many fields of medicine, science, and politics. So let me begin, before we start our talk on garlic on respiratory health, by sharing with you my journey to systems, and we'll be starting shortly. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email, when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering: electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosol, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And Systems Health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light, learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome. Today's conversation is going to be about the science, politics, health on garlic, but specifically on respiratory health. We've been doing a series on different foods. We did one on garlic, and then we're taking particular aspects of a food and looking at its function in a particular area of health. So we're going to be looking at respiratory health today. All right. So let's go back to our presentation, which we have that we put together, and let's just jump right into it. Okay. So here we go. So we want to look at garlic and respiratory health. So what are we going to talk about? Well, first of all, what you will learn today is really the power of system science. And we're going to connect science, politics, and health. We do that because we take the systems approach. Then we're going to look at the science and biology of garlic. And then we're going to talk about garlic versus big pharma's drugs. We tend to think that big pharma's drugs are the only thing out there, but our cytosol research has uncovered specific ways that how garlic matches up with big pharma's drugs. Then we're going to look at a varieties of garlic. We're going to look at the health benefits of garlic. And then we're going to go specifically to look at garlic on respiratory health. But we always have to ask how much garlic, and is garlic right for you? You see, some people say, well, garlic is bad. And other people say garlic is good. The problem people are continually missing is depends on the right person, the right solution for the right person at the right time. And we'll be discussing that. And then we want to also conclude with how you guys can support our research. Many of you know we do a noble service with all the work we do. This is original work we do, putting stuff together. But you can also support this work because we take a citizen science model here. So let's go look at that. We've seen the Journey to Systems video. You understand that at VA Shiva, we have a philosophy that guides everything we do called Think, Fight, Heal. And as a part of that, we have three solutions which help you think, fight, heal. The Truth, Freedom, and Health platform is really a leadership training institute. We are helping people learn how to be fighters and activists and leaders. The other part we have as a part of Truth, Freedom, and Health is every, you can go to, by the way, you can go to the website, truthfreedomhealth.com. It's an entire system of knowledge, education, community, technologies that will really educate and inspire you with a community to get educated, or if you want, be enslaved. It's up to you. And if you want to learn more, every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we have an orientation. It's open to the public. Go to vashiva.com/orientation. One of the things I want to mention is if you go right now to truthfromhealth.com, and even if you sign up as a member, we have a complete free course we're offering. It's composed of about 8 or 9 different lectures that will really give you a complete range of knowledge. And you can go through it in about 2 to 3 hours versus spending 20 years of your life wasting a lot of time. So go to truthfromhealth.com and take advantage of that. Again, our intention here is really to educate, educate, educate. Now, the Systems Health Institute really helps develop health educators in an emerging market of health coaching, but this takes it way beyond health coaching. You can go to systemshealth.com to learn more, but every other Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we do a tutorial at vashiva.com/tutorial. You can RSVP. And then finally, the Cytosol Open Science Institute is really about citizen science. We've created a very powerful technology platform that all of you can be a part of. And on the first Tuesdays of every month at 11 a.m., you're welcome to attend the Cytosol Symposium, cytosol.com/symposium to RSVP. All right, so that's a little bit of background of why we take a scientific, a political, and a health systems approach to everything we do. So let's consider garlic in that. So let's look at, first of all, a little bit background on garlic and what garlic, the history of garlic. Well, garlic is a natural antibiotic. So someone said, oh, it's toxic. Yeah, it's toxic to particular antigens, right? It's widely cultivated and used for culinary and medicinal purposes. Now, the use of garlic dates back over 2700 BC, okay? So that's nearly, 5,000 years. And these are the documented evidence of it in China and Sumeria, India and Egypt. Now, the medicinal effects of garlic are attributed to its sulfur compounds, organic sulfur compounds, which we'll go over. Now, the indigenous and traditional use of garlic, it's been used in European folklore. Garlic plant was said to be the left foot of the devil, and he was used as magical potions against the devil. It was used to ward off evil spirits, vampires, and witches. These are sort of the mythical uses. Now, the pyramid builders in ancient Egypt were fed lots of garlic to make them strong and capable of doing more work. In ancient Greece, garlic was taken by athletes during the first Olympic Games. And in ancient India, garlic was known as Mahashudh, which means panacea, which means it can cure everything. So let's just jump into food is medicine when we look at garlic. When we say food is medicine, if you look in the literature, in the scientific literature out there as of today, over 8,000, specifically 8,189 articles have been written about garlic. Over 246 clinical trials specifically have been done. And that's over the last 132 years. So quite a bit of, you know, diligent scientific research has been done on garlic. And what we do at Cytosol is we take all of that knowledge, we distill it, we look at all of it to understand the molecular systems, and we use our Cytosol engine to do this. And this very powerful engine allows us to take a whole systems approach to this research. And that's what Cytosol is. It's really a 23rd century platform for research. As a part of that, those of you who are interested in knowing more about Cytosol, I'll play you a quick video so you'll understand the depth of what Cytosol is. And it is because of the Cytosol technology, this research is made available, and all of you can also participate in using Cytosol, and I'll talk more about that. But let's just a quick background on what is Cytosol.
Who would have ever thought someone like me would invent email and create Cytosol to revolutionize health for personalized and precision medicine, a system for delivering the right medicine for the right person at the right time. I was born a low caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. As a child, I observed my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practice Siddha, India's oldest system of medicine, to heal local villagers by observing their face, to know their unique constitution, to deliver a unique combination of foods, healing herbs, and massage. The caste system and her abilities to heal inspired me to understand the interconnectedness of all life. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, technologist, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. As a 14-year-old, I began working as a full-time research fellow at Rutgers Medical School to unravel the mysteries of sudden infant death syndrome, SIDS, and created the world's first email system long before I ever heard of MIT. As I traversed academia over the next 3 decades, I observed self-serving academics, never solving real problems, writing grant after grant, competing for tenure, while diminishing real science and real scientists, pushing a reductionist science to destroy the scientific method. Like the blind men who never saw the whole elephant, but the parts, they delivered a dismembered view of reality. I observed Big Pharma use such reductionism, wasting billions year after year to fund research in test tubes, killing animals, and using the poor as guinea pigs for clinical testing to create products that even the FDA no longer allowed. Not only Big Pharma practice this reductionism, but also the elites of Big Vitamin, Big Green, and Big New Age, with gurus and yogis empowered by Hollywood celebrities selling one supplement after another based on a cherry-picked science. All that changed in 2003 when the Human Genome Project ended, revealing that humans have the same number of genes, about 20,000, as that of a worm, giving rise to a systems biology. We realized that one-size-fits-all medicine was a failure. We realized their medicines were killing us, making today's generation's lifespan shorter than any previous generation. Obesity, heart disease, deaths from adverse reaction to drugs, confusion on what diet, what supplements, and who to believe is what they have delivered you. They push natural and organic products for your beauty and wellness, while their real solution is their plastic surgeons and Botox. We've been sold out. It's time for real science, a system science that interconnects the parts to discover truth, to know what really works, to get the health we need and deserve. This is why I created Cytosol. Cytosol is about truth, freedom, and health versus power, profit, and control. Cytosol is a revolutionary technology integrating bioinformatics, computational biology, mathematical modeling, decentralization to reveal the truth. Cytosol computes trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions to discover what actually works based on the actual science. No reductionism, no cherry picking. Cytosol's predictive modeling has been proven accurate time and time again, matching laboratory results. Cytosol discovers synergistic combinations combinations of compounds to maximize health and reduce toxicity. For example, we know curcumin from turmeric and resveratrol from red grapes alleviate inflammation, but how much should we combine? Current methods are hand-waving at best. Here, with Cytosolve, we first model the control condition with no curcumin and no resveratrol to simulate high inflammation with the cytokine level at 0.15 micromolar. Next, we add just 5 micromolars of curcumin. The inflammation drops to 0.05. Next, we use 5 micromolars of resveratrol and the inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.06. But when we combine curcumin and resveratrol of 3 micromolars of curcumin and 2 micromolars of resveratrol, inflammation drops from 0.15 to 0.03. Far lower, nearly 200% less than just one compound alone. That's the synergy principle of system science. We've all had enough of their fake and reductionist science. They think we'll simply keep buying their marketing, their celebrities, and their products that can never truly heal us. We don't need them. Great things come when we integrate the best of things. It's our time. It's time we delivered solutions for ourselves. It's time for truth, freedom, and health. It's time for Cytosolve. Welcome. All right, I wanted to give you that background on what Cytosolve is. Some of you are new, some of you may know about it, but I'd like to play that video so everyone's level set on the power of Cytosolve. So let's continue. So what we did was, using Cytosolve, we were able to uncover the 20 key molecules in garlic. So overall, there's about 105 chemical compounds. And by the way, chemical compounds are categorized into these different categories, what you call non-volatile compounds, minerals, vitamins, saponins, phenolic compounds, volatile compounds, and organosulfur compounds, okay? So these are the different categories of compounds. And when you review the molecules in garlic, relative to minerals, there's 4 major minerals: manganese, zinc, selenium, germanium. And then you have these 6 different vitamins: A, C, B1, B2, B3, B6. And then we have these flavonoids. Now, these bioflavonoids are very, very powerful, and they affect many different, have many different particular health value, but rutin, quercetin, you may know, narrogen, saponins, erythroside B, and B collagenin, okay? So these are some of those important compounds, but the volatile compounds are the ones that really give the oomph to garlic. So allein, S-allyl mercaptoglutathione, S-allyl mercaptocysteine, and S-allyl L-cysteine. Okay. So those volatile compounds are the ones, again, these 20 are the ones that have been very studied, but those volatile compounds are the ones that really give the power to garlic. All right. Now, relative to the organosulfur compounds in garlic, on the right side, you can see the structure of them. You notice S is sulfur. In this case, it's double bonded to O. And this is S-allyl-L-cysteine sulfoxide, also known as allein. And then here you have gamma-glutamyl S-allyl-L-cysteine, again, the sulfur element right there. And these are the two classes of these organosulfur compounds. Now, allein is a major organosulfur compound in garlic. And when you chop, it's very important, when you chop, crush, or chew garlic, that's when the allein converts to allicin, okay? And most of the medicinal benefits of garlic are derived from the allicin and its metabolites, such as SAMG, SAMC, and SAC. So the key thing is, this is why many cultures would pound the garlic or chop it or crush it, right? Because the mechanical action is what converts the relatively quiescent molecule allein to the active one, allicin, right? Which allicin and these metabolites are the ones that are ones that give the oomph to garlic. Okay, so that's really, really pretty cool, right? So if you have a mortar and pestle, you pound it, and then you can chop it up. But if you just take the whole garlic and you remove it and throw it in, you're not getting as much value. Okay, so those are the molecules in garlic. Now let's look at, remember, food is medicine. And the reason it's medicine is because it's got many compounds. Now, in Western medicine, in the pharma world, we typically are only trying to find one particular molecule, right? But garlic is a whole food. It's got all these different very powerful compounds. So what are the biological effects? Well, there are many biological effects. There's eight of them. One is garlic is an antioxidant. It's a hypolipidemic, which means it burns fat. It's an immunomodulatory value. It's an anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, anti-cancer, anti-hypertensive, lowers hypertension, and anti-thrombotic, which means it makes sure you don't get thrombosis. But it has many, many powerful effects, as you can see here. Okay? These are the biological effects. What are the health benefits? Well, you can stop blood clots with garlic. Okay? It can detox you, support detoxification from the liver, protects against athlete's foot. It supports metabolism. It stops pain. It stops dementia. Supports respiratory health, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Stops skin aging. Stops stress and fatigue. So you can see it has a number of very, very powerful effects. Sorry about the metabolism there. So it has many, many uses, garlic does, okay? The next thing is we're going to today focus on respiratory health. So as we said in our series, we're taking these foods, we give you an overview, and then we do a deep dive into respiratory health using the Cytosolve technology. Now, when we look at garlic on respiratory health, we have uncovered the particular molecular pathways, okay? So the effects of garlic on respiratory health are following. Remember I talked about the S-allylcysteine and camphorol. These are two molecules in garlic. Now, so one of the values of garlic, it has an anti-asthma effect. So if you look at, this is called a molecular pathway, a series of chemical reactions. And if you have IL-13 and JAK2, these are two different molecules, they lead to airway inflammation leading to asthma in the epithelial cell of your lungs, which are the cells that line your lungs. And so one of the driving forces behind asthma is airway inflammation. Your airway gets inflamed. As I said, a little more detail, IL-13, which is a cytokine, induces these two other molecules, MCP1 and RANTS, to produce airway inflammation. It also happens through JAK2, through NF-kappa beta, through TNF-alpha. So there's two ways that airway inflammation occurs. Now, what happens is when you consume garlic, which has S-allyl-L-cysteine and camphorol, they block IL-13, they block JAK2, and that's how you have an anti-asthma effect. So that's one of the powerful ways. Okay, so you can just look at that, and I'll make this a little bit, it's already pretty big, but you can see these are the molecular pathways we've identified with Cytosolve that allow garlic to have this powerful anti-asthma effect. Okay, so camphorol downregulates JAK2, and same with S-allylcysteine, it downregulates IL-13. Bronchodilation, right? When you, relative to respiratory health, sometimes people's bronchial tubes get constricted. Dilation means it opens them up. So how does bronchoconstriction occur? Well, antibodies lead to bronchoconstriction as well as through two pathways, COX-2, which is, if you take Advil, for example, Advil blocks COX-2, right? But COX-2 is a molecule along with arachidonic acid leads to PGD2 and PGF2, okay? Gamma. And these two molecules, which are induced by COX-2, lead within your mast cell bronchoconstriction. The other way is that NF-kappa beta, this molecule, induces antibodies, IgG, in the B cells, to also leads to bronchoconstriction. So this pathway leads to bronchoconstriction, which means your bronchial tubes get constricted, as well as this pathway. Again, what you see here is in garlic, we have vitamin E, which blocks NF-kappa beta, and the camphorol in vitamin in garlic blocks this pathway, okay? Inhibiting COX-2 to go to this process, right? So these are blockers. So again, another powerful way garlic supports respiratory health. The other thing is, you know, respiratory health is you can have massive mucus in your body, right, when you're getting sick. And garlic is an anti-mucus hypersecretion effect. And that's because when you have mucus production, PKC, which is another molecule through IGFR,
expresses MUC5AC, almost looks like mucus, okay? But MUC5AC, which produces mucohypersecretion in your lung epithelial cell, and then your lungs get filled with mucus. Well, the quercetin in garlic and the S-allyl-L-cysteine block it, okay? So this is another effect of garlic. Just as a side note, I've talked about this in other videos, right when you feel a cold coming on, this is what I do. And obviously, you can do what you want to do, but I have found, and many other people have found, very powerful effect. You take a whole bulb of garlic, you know, again, crush it, chop it up. You know, you can lightly saute it in butter or ghee, and then put all that in a, you know, toasted garlic bread, you know, a piece of bread, and eat it. It'll have very powerful effects. That's what I do. Again, you should go consult your doctor, big disclaimer. But you have to do right when you feel it coming on, because what it's going to do is going to have the anti-mucus effect. It's going to have the bronchodilation effect, all of that. It's a very, very powerful way to protect yourself. Someone says, is this recorded? Yes, it'll be up online. Anyone can watch it later. All right. So understand that we're giving you at Cytosolve and at Truth Freedom Health the physics of how all of this works. Now, you know, as many of you know, everything we do at Truth Freedom Health is to support a systems approach. So we're looking at garlic, not as just one ingredient, but this combination of ingredients, which affects multiple molecular pathways. In this case, we're looking at the mechanisms of respiratory health. And obviously, this is up online, and you can see that this will, you can come watch it over and over again. Now, be careful with raw garlic, okay? You have to be very careful because garlic is very intense. That's why I say you lightly saute it. That's what I do, okay? If you're going to do garlic raw, you want to modulate it with something else, all right? Now, let's move to now talking about, because a lot of you are asking a lot of good questions, which I'll come to, is, you know, is garlic good for me, all right? Now, before I go to that, let me just say that the approach we're taking here is we have looked at all the molecules in garlic using Cytosolve. We've looked at all the molecular pathways. And as many of you know, I'm very, very committed to looking at natural products as medicine. The problem with natural products is there's many, many molecules in there. But with Cytosolve, we're able to identify all these molecules, the one that work, how to combine them, do the alchemy to find out that what works. And today I'm sharing with you the power of garlic, all the molecules, how it affects respiratory health. We have used Cytosolve to start looking at 40 major diseases at the molecular systems level. And then we're looking at nature to figure out what things can affect. That's a by way of example to show you the power of it. For example, we looked at, because we respect nature, several years ago, we looked at these different things in nature, chamomile and parsley and celeriac and spinach and grapefruit and bitter orange and lime. And we were able to find with Cytosolve two very powerful ingredients from that at the right combination. They produce a very powerful combination that we were able to validate with Cytosolve. In fact, we got a patent, we did scientific papers, and using the same approach, we're able to actually discover new medicines in the nutraceutical world, but not by just throwing garbage together, but in a scientific approach. I want to share with you the MV25 video because it's one way you can support yourself in our research. But the more important thing is, as you listen to this video, recognize that we have created a very powerful technology to create new medicines like MV25. But you yourself can be part of the Cytosolve community and use the same technology to discover your own medicines, or to do other research to find out why things are toxic in your environment, and basically become a citizen scientist. So I want to share with you MV25 because it'll inspire you to understand the power of this approach to actually create tangible products that can literally revolutionize and change the world.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across four decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I'd start taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 is Cytosolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by Cytosolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
All right, so that's an example of a product that we did. You know, we've created the Cytosolve engine to do research and support this noble service of really figuring out what things work. But a couple of years ago, after helping lots of other people, we said, why don't we use Cytosolve to actually discover things in different disease areas and then figure out a nutraceutical way to do that. Now, that framework that we've created, any one of you can also be part of that research work. So it's a way that you guys can participate in this. And this is just one example of what we can do. And if you want to go to mv25.life, you guys can purchase it. We've set up affiliate programs. We also did the same where, because, you know, I've always loved our pets, that I wanted to find a whole health food for pets. And that's what we've done. That's called K9701. You can also get that on the shop. All right. Now, let's talk about the politics of garlic and the fight for real food. So did you know, for example, that when you look at garlic as medicine, that garlic is as effective as reducing cholesterol controlled minimal side effects? So this is very interesting because you won't find the typical mainstream media sharing this. But again, we're taking a scientific systems approach. And what we find is that in work that was done in the Oxford journals, in nutrition reviews, in fact, garlic was found to be is effective in reducing cholesterol control with minimal side effects. So we're looking at this work that was called Lipid Lowering Nutraceuticals in Clinical Practice, position paper from an international lipid expert panel, okay? So we look at 5 to 6 milligrams extract of garlic. That was the active daily doses. And the expected effects on LDL-C was -5% to -10%. And the effects on other CV rise biomarkers were to reduce blood pressure, platelet aggregation, and the direct effects of cardiovascular tests. And that's one interesting example. It had -5% to -10%, okay, the expected effects. The other thing is for fungal infection. Again, this has been shown in scientific work that garlic is equally effective in treating fungal infections with minimal adverse effects compared to fluconazole. So for example, this is out of the Singapore Medical Journal, where we find is that the improvement in complaint systems after treatment, that you find that frequency of complaints and symptoms, two main overall after treatment in the two groups. So you look at garlic here, had much less complaints, 22, versus the fluconazole group, which had 33. It's a significant amount. And in fact, no complaints here in 19, 19 no's here. So yes, it means that people are complaining, and no, and again, so you get a lot more significant complaints in terms of the adverse side effects of fluconazole. Okay. And this was a comparison of the therapeutic effects of Garcin, which is a garlic extract nutraceutical, versus fluconazole in Candida. Now, the reason a lot of this research is not put out there broadly, and we have to do this work, is because we have this incestuous web of science between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. So you don't get a chance to really experience a lot of the scientific knowledge. So we have to do that. Someone's asking how much garlic, right? And we'll get to that. Okay. So we want to talk about how much. Obviously, everyone should consult your doctor. That's a big disclaimer. This is based on the research we've seen out there. Okay. And yes, we want you guys to become citizen scientists. All right. So the reason this entire process occurs is because the big pharma model is all based on a synthetic compound. And then they have to do in vitro testing and in vivo. And then they have to go, you know, kill a bunch of animals, and then they have to go test on humans. This takes, you know, $1 to $5 billion, 13 years. This is 13 years to just discover one single synthetic compound. So this is a very archaic process. Pharma spends a lot of money in R&D, and less new compounds are really being found out. And the reality is the entire academic development of science is reductionist model. You have individual scientists working in their little siloed labs. If, let's say, the elephant represents cancer or some disease, they don't really work together. There's no incentive. Science is about being a hero by working alone. And this is why they have a very dysfunctional view of what's actually going on. Moreover, the reality is that the NIH and the FDA all agree that you don't even need to do all this animal testing. So they kill a lot of animals. The whole process is a medieval process. We at Cytosolve have a lot of value for a systems approach to medicine, which is what indigenous medicines were. So a lot of these quote-unquote liberal academics will talk about they're against racism, but many of them have no interest in indigenous medicine. So at Cytosolve, we're really dedicated to fighting racism. If you want to be part of our movement, go to vashiva.com/openscience, and you can donate to support this kind of research. You'll see that you can. There's various types of areas, and you can donate to that. And by the way, when you donate to us, you give $100 or more. We give you books and knowledge on how you can become a system scientist. So get involved in this. You get a whole course. You can get a certificate of completion. But we support you when you support us. And every first Tuesdays of every month, we have a symposium on Cytosol. Now, is all garlic good? Well, we want to recognize that organic garlic is preferred. We know that conventional farming uses pesticides that are linked to lung, liver, kidney, thyroid toxicity, and are carcinogenic. So why we talk about food as medicine, the more we can get it from the organic source, the better, okay? So that's one thing we wanna really recommend, because you can nullify some of this by getting the non-organic forms. Now, is all garlic good? Well, first of all, remember, there's different varieties of garlic, depends on which garlic. There's hard neck and soft neck. The hard neck are the ones with the long, you know, stalk here. The hard necks are more flavorful than the soft necks. They tend to be easier to peel. They have fewer cloves, though, than the soft necks. So you get less, but they're more flavorful. Now, the hard neck has 10 genetically distinct varieties, and you can see them, 1 to 10, from porcelain to purple stripe to turban to creole, chesnook, and Spanish raw. And you can see all of these. So there's different varieties, and obviously these different varieties have different potencies. Now, the soft neck only has two varieties, silver skin and artichoke varieties, as you can see. Okay. Point is, there's different kinds of garlic. Now, the issue is garlic right for you? Well, let's first of all begin. How much garlic? Someone just asked us. Well, maintenance dose to get all those powerful effects is 4 grams of fresh garlic, or you can get the 800 milligrams of the dried garlic. Okay. So there you go. That's a maintenance dose for having some of those beneficial effects. If you're looking for something for lung health benefits from Jostling 2001, that research showed 2.56 grams of garlic extract. Okay, that's a garlic extract. If you're looking at immunomodulation, supporting the immune system, Percival SS 2016, about 2.5, 2.6 grams or 2,560 milligrams of aged garlic extract. Now, remember, we at Truth Freedom Health Cytosol, we're not saying garlic is good for everyone, okay? You have to, you know, the right medicine for the right person at the right time. That's a systems approach. Now, if you have issues with bloating, if you have issues with heartburn and diarrhea, be aware of how much garlic you consume, okay? Again, doesn't mean don't take it. How much is what's important, but these are the three issues you want to be concerned about. The other thing we want to share with you is that we at Cytosol recognize the power of indigenous medicines. And in 2007 to 8, when I did my Fulbright work to 10, I was able to link the ancient systems of Indian medicine with modern engineering science. And that resulted in everything we teach at Truth, Freedom, Health, but particularly a tool called Your Body, Your System. And I'm going to share with you some of the results of that for garlic. And by the way, when you guys become Truth, Freedom, Health warriors, you get access to do a systems reset, which is tool. But let me just give you an overview here. With Your Body, Your System, we take a systems approach, which understands there are these three forces in the universe: transport, conversion, storage, which are the same as Vata, Pitta, and Kapha I uncovered in Indian medicine. And with this tool, you can answer a system of questions and it'll help figure out what kind of system you are in this framework of transport, conversion, storage. So for example, the red dot may vary in position on this triangle, but that is my system, let's say. And then everyone's red dot may vary, which is who you are, but the black dot is where your body is today. Now the black dot should ideally be where the red dot is, and that's what you're trying to do to get superior health. But this tool helps you figure out what are the right foods at the right time for you. Now, is garlic right for you? So garlic actually stabilizes transport, which is motion. It increases conversion, supports digestion, and it lowers storage, which is really like fat, okay? So this is the properties of garlic. Now, is garlic right for you? Okay? So if you are high Vata, garlic is going to help stabilize you. If you have high Pitta in you, you don't want to increase that. So garlic could be destabilizing. If you're high in storage, garlic could help bring you down. So that's the way that you can look at it from the Eastern approach. Now, if at some point in time your black dot is here, which means that's where you're today, garlic is going to move you down, okay? So it's going to reduce your conversion, reduce storage. So that could be valuable. But you want to make sure it doesn't move you too far down, because it goes here, it's going to destabilize you, okay? So we have this very powerful way of helping you figure out what foods are right for you. If you want to know more about this, every other Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., we do a tutorial. You can go to vashiva.com/tutorial, and you can get the knowledge to become a systems health educator. So get involved in that. Again, you see, we have many, many different solutions in our model. So in summary, garlic contains about 105 active molecules, 20 of them, which have been documented for medicinal benefits. It's an antioxidant, it's immune boosting, it lowers cholesterol, anti-diabetic, anti-cancer, anti-hypertensive, antimicrobial, and anti-thrombotic effects. Obviously, it's all about how much. You don't want to consume excess amounts of it that may cause heartburn, bloating, and digestive discomfort. Organic garlic is preferred over conventional garlic. When it comes down to respiratory health, it has several health benefits. It alleviates asthma in the lung tissue by inhibiting IL-13 and TNF-alpha signaling. That's what we discuss. It also downregulates mucus production, thereby controlling excess mucus production and lung congestion. It also promotes bronchial dilation, opens up those bronchial tubes by inhibiting COX-2 and IgG, antibodies. This is what the analysis of Cytosolve uncovered. By the way, many of you know that we recommend doing organic garlic. We have a certification that came out of Cytosolve called Clean and Raw. Look for products with the certification. It's a very high level of certification. Now, before I end, you guys know that I'm a big proponent of food as medicine. And it was my effort. I was the first one during the pandemic to talk about the power of garlic, vitamin D3, quercetin, zinc. I want you guys to live a long and healthy life. The reality, when you look at what's going on with health, those in power are really dedicated, looks like, to killing you. Since 1980, and this is not my data, today, the life expectancy in the United States is going downward. You can see it's going down. It's not just because of any one thing, but policies. Many, many policies have led to this. And by the way, this is a world average. And you notice this curvature is also going down. And this is happening because we've destroyed our immune systems. It's difficult to get healthy foods. We have a lot of fake science and fake news. We don't teach people how to solve problems. We have corrupt leaders. And, you know, the average American, for example, has only $400 in their bank account. Income inequality. All these things contribute to massive stress, which affects people's biology. At Truth Freedom Health, we are the only organization globally that is helping people take a whole systems approach to address the economy, governance, innovation, education, environment, and healthcare. We teach people how to strengthen your immune system. We teach people how to eat local healthy foods on a budget. We teach people how to know truth from lies through the systems approach when you become a Truth Freedom Health warrior. We make your children smarter by teaching how to innovate. We have a whole program how you can be leaders in your community. And we teach you all how to also manage your money and prosper. It's a whole system solution. So become a Truth Freedom Health warrior. Go to truthfreedomhealth.com. Support this movement. Come to our open house, 11 a.m. and 8 p.m. And we teach you how to think, fight, and heal. And we have all these solutions. So become part of this movement. It is this framework that is happy to deliver the service to you to understand a very interesting food called garlic on respiratory health. So I hope this was valuable. Get involved in the Truth Freedom Health movement. Let me see if there's any particular questions. Let's see. Thank you, Tony. Right person for the right people at the right time. Someone says, how can you find out if garlic is good for you? Yeah. So we just showed that we have a very powerful tool called Your Body, Your System. Become a Truth Freedom Health warrior. We'll train you on using that tool so you can also do mineral resets, okay? All right, guys. So that's what this is about. I hope this is valuable. As I close out, I want to encourage you all to become Truth Freedom Health warrior scholars. I'll play a video on the Anthem video, which we call it, which will inspire you to get involved and get educated. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that. And that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left-wing, right-wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com. So people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth Freedom Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there. But we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone, that ends our discussion today that we just went through on garlic, science, politics, and health on respiratory health. Be well. Best to you and your families. Get involved in the movement for Truth, Freedom, Health. Support what we're doing, and it'll benefit you and your life. Thank you, and be well.